Phoenix Audio presents. This Calder Range by Janet Daly. It was a country of benchlands and breaks, coulees and cutbacks, and grass that stretched 100 miles in every direction. The dominating expanse of blue sky seemed to flatten it, but this vast northern range undulated like a heavy sea. The lonely grandeur of it gripped at the heart of the strong and intimidated the weak. A pair of riders leading pack horses topped a crest of this virgin Montana territory and reined in. From the stout, double-rigged saddle to the shotgun chaps and the low crown of their cowboy hats, their clothes and gear marked them as Texans. Raw-boned and lean, Chase Benteen Calder carried his near 6 foot height with the ease of a shorter man. The 26 years of his life had beaten a toughness into his boldly spaced features. Experience had made him close-mouthed and vigilant, and the sun had darkened him. He kept a hold on the reins to his chalk-faced bay while it lowered its head to graze. It was native buffalo grass, more nutritious than any other kind. Drought couldn't kill it. Cold winters cured it into hay. It was said this short grass could put 200 extra pounds on a steer at maturity. The great herds of buffalo that had once roamed this range were well on their way to being exterminated by buffalo hunters. It was an act encouraged by the government in Washington in a deliberate attempt to break the spirit of the Plains Indians and subdue them once and for all. A year before, on October 5, 1877, Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce had surrendered in the Bear Paw Mountains. Most of the Sioux and the Cheyenne were corralled on reservations, and the rest had fled to Canada with Sitting Bull and Dull Knife. After years of pressure from ranchers and railroads, the government was finally throwing open the last isolated island of open range.